Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Midday Money Show, your weekly shot of uncommon financial good sense. I'm Tony Husbands, a financial coach with the Debt Free Divas, and I love talking about all things as they relate to your money. So I've had a few busy weeks this past couple weeks, and now that the sun is shining on me a little bit more and that spring is around the corner, I feel like I've got a little bit more energy to get out and be about the town. And so I've been out and about here in Chicago, kind of taking in some of the interesting activities. Well, one thing I had a chance to participate in this last weekend, which was pretty eye-opening, was an event sponsored by Capital One, their Banking Reimagined Tour, hashtag Banking Reimagined. And it rolled through Chicago, and actually it's pretty cool. They have this 54-foot, they're saying it's a bus, but it's more like a tractor-trailer kind of thing, and came through Chicago last weekend, March 10th and 11th, and it set up outside where they had the trailer and some these selfie machines and some virtual reality things going on. But basically, the tour was all about getting people to kind of rethink and reimagine, I guess you will. That's kind of what their tour is, but reimagine what your relationship with your bank should be about. And if you think about it, like, when is the last time you've really been to the bank, right? So anyway, the tour rolls on to Richmond, Virginia this weekend, and then Boston, Philadelphia, and it concludes down in the Lone Star State of Austin. So if you live in those remaining cities, you definitely want to check out the schedule and see if you have some time on your hands, because it's kind of a cool, like I said, a cool little experience. It's not geared toward Capital One customers only, and I thought the assessment that they had me take was just, like I said, eye-opening and thought-provoking, and just really gets you to thinking about what you're doing with your money now versus some of like the long-term planning things that you might do with a professional financial planner. Before we get into that, I definitely want to share, and I'm happy to share, that this episode is sponsored by the great folks at Capital One. And if you happen to live in one of the 10 cities on this Banking Reimagined tour, then there's a Capital Cafe in your neck of the woods, and you want to definitely check that out. So to find out where those 10 cities are, and if there's a Capital One Cafe somewhere close to you, I'll have links to the Capital One tour site in the show notes for this episode, evaluating your bank for the best results, on my website. Just head over to debtfreedivas.org and I'll link you in. So again, I'm going to ask that question. This question has kind of been on my mind since the experience is, why do we bank at our current institution? Have you ever thought about that? Like, why did you pick the bank that you're currently banking at? Was it proximity and convenience, which is not a bad reason? Was it the commercials? And I was thinking about, Capital One has that very catchy commercial, "What's in your wallet," right? Anyway, was it the commercial? Did it have something to do with your job, where you got your first job, and that was the brochure that was in the new employee packet? Are you banking where you banked in college and it just stuck? Like, why are you currently a customer? Because think about this. When you are storing or housing your money at a particular bank, you are a customer and you are receiving certain levels of service that may just go unreflected upon because it's what it is, right? So, well, that's what I want to talk about today is maybe it's time for you to evaluate or reevaluate the bank that you are using and just ensure that you are receiving the best results. So Greg McBride is a chief financial analyst for Bankrate.com, and he has a few suggestions for evaluating or reevaluating your choice of banking institution. So number one, he says that we should not be paying any fees, no fees, none whatsoever, to house our money, and that Bankrate has found 95% of banks have either a free checking account or some kind of avoidable fee-free checking account where you can do things like opt in for direct deposit or have a minimum balance or something like that to avoid monthly fees for your checking accounts. And there's a survey that found that 45% of Americans are still paying some type of fee on their checking account. If this is you, if you fall into that nugget of the American pie, you might want to reevaluate where you're banking and see if you might not do better by switching to some place that's a little bit more favorable financially speaking. Speaking of minimum balances, McBride says that we also want to avoid minimum balance requirements. And why? Because he says that they tie up your money in what is possibly a very low interest bearing account, and those minimum balances kind of range from $500 to $10,000. So again, you know, if you have a minimum balance requirement to keep your checking account free, you want to square that against what it would cost. You know, what interest rate are you paying on or receiving on your checking account? What are the fees that you would possibly be paying without keeping that minimum balance? Is it worth the hassle of reevaluating, looking at a new institution? Just something to think about. Number three, you should not have a limit on the number of transactions you can have per month on your checking account. You should also have a checking account with free ATMs, because there are just too many banks out there that offer this service. And if your bank doesn't offer free ATM, I'm sorry, charges for ATM, do they reimburse you? Do they reimburse you? Especially those banks that don't have aren't part of a large network of ATMs, free ATMs. And the other thing is, are you using your free ATM finder, which comes usually with the app associated with your bank? So do you have the app for your bank on your phone so that you can find those when you're out of your, you know, area of personal comfort, which is something I just recently found out that I'm having some issues with. So something I'm working with my bank on. It's a new bank, a new online bank that one of my banks, I should say, we have several, but one of the banks that I use is an online bank, and the free ATM finder wasn't finding free ATMs. So those are some things to think about when evaluating whether or not you should use your bank. And of course, last but not least, number five, does your bank offer online and mobile access? I don't know that there would be a bank that wouldn't in this day and age, but we just need to throw that out there. Okay. So in this age of the internet connectedness, you might not even really visit your bank very often. I do visit my bank more often, I think, in my capacity as a small business owner, if you will, or real estate investor, because I still receive paper checks or checks from clients in paper format that are not digitally transferred. So there have been times where I may have wanted to go in or whatever. It's not very often, because even in that situation, the banks offer mobile apps that you can just deposit a check, a paper check, through your online account. So I do, because there's some instances, not very many, but some instances where I need to go in and speak with one of the bank representatives or something like that. But it's few and far between. And I think it's even more common, more frequent in my case, because I don't receive a direct deposit check from an employer. And I just imagine that people who receive their paychecks regularly direct deposited probably don't need to go into the bank very often. So in that case, you might not be thinking about, does this bank offer the best services? Does this bank offer the best fees and options for other things like mortgages? I bring this up because, again, I had a chance to visit with the folks at Capital One on their Banking Reimagined tour this weekend. And some of the things that I was exposed to during their interesting tour it got me to think about, why do we bank where we bank? And do I really give it that much thought? I will tell you, a lot of the banks that the brick and mortar banks that we use were definitely chosen because of the convenience factor. But Capital One just has me thinking about, why we should maybe rethink the relationship we have with our banks. Because one of the things that I can say that none of my banks, either brick and mortar or online banks, offers is something that Capital One is doing, which I think is so super cool. And they are really kind of putting the community back into community banking. And they're doing so in this push, like I said, with this Banking Reimagined tour that's highlighting in 10 cities what they have opened, or what they're calling their Capital One cafes. And so these things, and I've actually held an event at one here in Chicago, and they are just, to me, the quintessential thing that should exist in today's, I guess, digitally connected or disconnected, I should say, environment that we have. And they're really cool little spaces. They're open to everyone. You do not have to be a Capital One customer to kind of come in and recharge and refuel or have a snack at one of these Capital One cafes, you know, and especially if it's convenient to your either work or home location, I think they're great. And so with this, so there was already a cafe here in Chicago, but they reopened a new one. And so with this new one opening now in the New City neighborhood, which is at like 1400 North Halsted for folks that live in Chicago, that one is open now. It's huge. It's comfortable. They have spaces where you can like wall yourself off if you want to kind of go in and be secluded. But I think it's great to kind of have a place to either just be around people. Sometimes you want to be around people, but not interact with people, but this is one of those great places. But if you wanted to like meet up, maybe have a group meetup, the Capital One Cafe is the perfect place to do so. Now, here's the other thing I think is cool about it is that they are also staffed with people who are available. They're not salespeople, but they are available to help. They're Capital One ambassadors, basically. And so there's a lot of technology gadgets for the geek within you, touch screens and quiz games, and you can communicate with the ambassadors through the Apple Watch, and you don't even have to like, okay, I have a question, boop, somebody will come over to you. It's kind of cool. Or if you have a larger group, like especially I think they offer their meeting spaces for nonprofits. So anyway, I had a chance to chit chat with Courtney Rose. She was a PR representative on the tour at the time that stopped through here, and I've met Courtney a couple of times, and so she's great. And we had a brief conversation about some of the happenings with the Capital One cafes, and so I want to let you guys in on that conversation.
Hi, my name is Courtney Rose, and I work in public relations for Capital One, supporting the Capital One cafes. So the Capital One cafes are a really unique space where people can come in and grab a cup of coffee and recharge their devices and recharge their bank accounts if they want. It's a really unique concept where, you know, anyone is welcome to come in. You can work all day long, have a great cup of Pete's coffee. And if you have any questions about banking or savings or credit cards, we have cafe ambassadors on site to answer those questions for you. It's a very digital experience. As you can see, there are a bunch of touch screens with interactive games to help people learn about managing finances. And, you know, even our ambassadors, they're able to order you a cup of coffee from their Apple Watches. So really just trying to use our innovative products and tools and also have that human connection as well to really empower people to feel confident in their relationship with money.
So I was curious about why Capital One is moving in this direction and why the coffee house style meets internet cafe meets place where I stole my money was a direction they were embarking on. And so Courtney was nice enough to kind of clue us in on that as well.
Well, just through our research and trying to understand what our customers' needs are, we've found that you're exactly right, that people seem to be drawn towards being able to bank digitally and online. But, you know, if they have questions, it's, you know, it can be frustrating to have to call or, you know, try to figure it out on your own. So we want to just be able to provide that human connection right then and there, as well as that, you know, opportunity to bank digitally if that's how you choose to bank. And so I just think that, yes, you know, you can sit at our cafe and you can just, you know, bank on your own and, you know, kind of be to yourself if that's what you prefer. Or if you have a question or you need help with something, our ambassadors are right there and they're able to help you. So this cafe opened on January 19th, 2017. It's a great space, as you can see. You know, again, focusing on our customers' needs, we wanted to be able to provide a nice, open, relaxing space, big, for them to come in and work and be able to bank digitally. So it's really great. We're loving this location.
We have one more coming, because there's one also on in the Gold Coast.
So actually, this is the new relocation for the Gold Coast Cafe.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And I know you've been to the Gold Coast Cafe. I think that you'll find that this location is just bigger and offers more products and services to really, you know, meet our customers' needs and expectations.
Now, here's the really cool thing.
The Banking Reimagined Tour is a 10-city tour. We are hitting the road in a 54-square-foot mobile, bus, and really just trying to empower people to feel confident in their relationship with money and, you know, help them feel confident in fueling their passions, whatever their goals are. It's a really unique digital experience that encompasses your values and personal financial goals that you may have. Just like the Capital One Cafe, it's open to everyone, absolutely everyone. You do not need to be a Capital One customer to utilize any of our offerings within the cafe, to include the money coaching services. And you can have up to 3 free services. Yes, so as you can see here, Tony, we have a bunch of nooks in this new amazing space that we have here in Lincoln Park, Chicago. But our meeting rooms are gigantic spaces, and they're, you know, free for nonprofits and local community organizations to rent out should you need to have a meeting or get together for a little gathering or chat or work together, brainstorm, you name it, free.
With all things created equal, if your checking account is free, if your fees, your ATM fees are nil or reimbursable, if your, you know, everybody has a mobile app, you know, all other things being created equal, and we know that Capital One is everywhere. So again, everything being equal, if you're looking at another bank, the fact that this institution is investing so heavily in creating spaces like this where they can connect with customers on a personal level, you know, I guess putting that personal back into personal finance, I think is pretty cool. And I just want to share that with you guys. So this is just a interesting new trend in banking, where banking institutions are moving towards creating a more community and personal connection with customers and potential customers or people in the neighborhood, where this is, to me, just such a needed service in terms of helping us maybe identify some of the things that we want to do financially, even before we get to like the in-depth long-range planning that should be done with a financial planning professional. We need to get started now with something. And sometimes you don't necessarily know who to turn to or what information is golden. So it's great to have this resource to go to if you have it available. So I want you to head over to my website, debtfreedivas.org, for this episode's show notes, evaluating your bank for the best results, to find all of the links mentioned in today's show. Until we meet again, you all have a great money week.